This is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Well, a very happy Monday, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I love timing, and sometimes things just sort of fall in your lap, and this is one of those shows that seriously came at a perfect moment in time. My guest today is Debbie Case. She is president and CEO of the San Diego chapter, I should say, of Meals on Wheels, and she's also on the board of directors for Meals on Wheels across the country. So it's just my pleasure to introduce her. We're going to find out all about this unbelievable program that has been supporting the independence and well-being of seniors for over 50 years, right, Debbie?
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to the show, Debbie Case. I'm so happy to finally have you on.
Well, thank you for having me. This is, like you said, fortuitous timing.
Yes, it really is. I love that. Let's talk about Meals on Wheels. I mean, I know, you know, that phrase, it's ubiquitous, and you hear it and you kind of like, I think I know what it is, but just in a nutshell, what is this program, Meals on Wheels?
Well, as you said, our mission here in San Diego is to support the independence and well-being of seniors. And we all have a visual of what Meals on Wheels does. You know, we have a army of volunteers. They knock on doors and they bring food into the homes for seniors. But the most important thing, it's not so much the nutrition that we're bringing in that door. It's that socialization.
Mm.
It's the fighting of the isolation. It's
right.
We cross that threshold and we have eyes on. We
right.
see the senior and we can see if there's been any change in condition. And that's
right.
almost the more important part of what we do.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's so interesting as we age and in our society, it seems like we're a little bit too eager to sort of dispose of the elderly and not give them the respect that they're due. You know, I have a dad that's 90, and he's still independent, but he does take advantage of certain services. And it's phenomenal as people age that it's so important that we continue to embrace them. They're such an important part of our journey and our history. Like, if someone's out there and they're listening and they're thinking, gee, my grandmother certainly could benefit with this, how do you go about getting involved and how do you sign up for this service?
So it's really interesting that you bring that up because we're really not a chapter. We're all separate 501c3s across the United States. Over 5,000 Meals on Wheels. And if you've seen one Meals on Wheels, you've seen one Meals on Wheels.
Oh, how interesting.
We all function a little differently, all the same, but different. Okay. It's kind of like that fraternal twin. You know, that, you know, there's a lot that's the same, but a lot that's different. Most of us, a good portion of us do belong to Meals on Wheels America, which is an association. So we pay a membership and they advocate in Washington for us. And that's the board that I sit on. But the easiest thing is you can go onto the Meals on Wheels America website and you put in your zip code and it will direct you to your programs in your area. If you're in San Diego County, though, we're the biggest. We're it. This is Meals on Wheels San Diego County. We cover the entire county. But you would put your zip code in to our website, and it would take you to the right service center because San Diego is huge. And so we have four service centers that that help with the signing up of seniors and, like I said, all the volunteers that we need.
Right. Well, thank you for the clarification, because I mean, how would you know that? I mean, it's, you know, I think that's so interesting. So there are across the country, every Meals on Wheels is a separate
501c3. Yep.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Now,
so when you give money, when you fundraise, you know, so we can basically say that every dollar that comes here stays here in San Diego.
Oh, go good.
Anywhere.
I love
it
that.
It feeds our seniors. So,
and
if
what,
you lived
what
in Poughkeepsie,
go ahead.
Your money would stay there.
What portion of the dollar, if I give you $10, how much of that is actually going to this program and how much is going to pay salary?
So when you really break it down, 78% of the dollar, so 78 cents actually goes right to programs that, you know, we're bringing that food into the home. We make all our food fresh. It's all local, sustainable here in San Diego. And
So
very, very little food waste. And you're hearing a lot about that now.
Right. Okay. So are you getting the donations of food from local vendors, restaurants? How does that work?
So we actually purchase our food. We have to stay within the guidelines of the older adult nutritional needs by the federal government. We follow all of that. But we do get, being in San Diego, we get funny things that are donated. So the sport fishermen go out and they catch all this fabulous sushi-grade tuna here in the oceans off of Mexico and San Diego. And, of course, they always, you know, fish to their limit, but they can't eat it all. So the Fisherman's Processing here processes all the fish for us. We get about 1,200 pounds a month, and we don't pay. So you're paying $22 in the grocery store for sushi grade tuna. We only pay a 68 cent processing fee.
Unbelievable. That's so awesome. That is so awesome. I mean, that's just an amazing story. I mean, I, you know, and how cool that regionally you can put that kind of sourcing to work for you. And just the thought of these seniors having fresh tuna, which is so good for them. That's really amazing. So, okay. So you go out, you buy the food. So is Meals on Wheels in San Diego County? Is it lots of people donating their time and resources to help you? Because it's got to be mammoth. I mean, how many seniors are you helping in San Diego County alone?
So we just broke a record last month. Over a month, we almost served 1,500 seniors in the 1 month. Over the course of the year, it's about 3,200 seniors. As you know, seniors kind of come and go. Sometimes for good reasons, they get better. You know, they fell, they broke their hip, they need us for, you know, 4 weeks, and they get better. And so they can go off our program. There's other programs around San Diego, so they might stay on our program for a year and then hop over to another program, whether it's Catholic Charities or Salvation Army, and then come back to us. And unfortunately, we do lose seniors over the course of time. They need a higher level of care. Or they leave.
And how do they find out about you? I mean, how would someone connect? So they just go online, they put in their zip code. Yep. Is it super easy to get accepted by the program, or is there a lot of documents they have to fill out?
This is as easy as it gets. You have to be over 60 years of age, period.
That's it.
Here in San Diego, we have no socioeconomic guidelines whatsoever. You can be what we call the dual, which is Medicare, Medicaid individual, which is extremely low income, which is the majority of our clients is low or extremely low. Or you can actually live, if you know anything about San Diego, Rancho Santa Fe, you know, in an 8,000 square foot home, but you know, you had hip surgery, you live by yourself, you don't want strangers in the house, we'll deliver to you. No problem.
Wow. So it doesn't matter at all. The criteria is over 60 and you're good to go and you will come in and deliver beautiful nutritional meals. So when these advocates or these, you know, people come in and they deliver the meal, they're also assessing the senior and kind of getting an idea of where they are.
That's true. So we live on volunteers. There's 3,200 volunteers. It's an army. It's an army. Okay. So if you ever tried to herd cats, sometimes that's what it's like. But we go out on 111 routes a day. And what happens is when a senior signs up, a staff member goes out and we assess the senior and we walk them through the program and what they'll get and what we do and talk about our menus because we're all about choices. Because if they don't like what we're serving, they have options so that they will eat what we bring to them.
Okay.
And we have a baseline then. You know, are they hard of hearing? Are they slow to the door? Do they have a little forgetfulness? Things like that. You know, is their surrounding safe? Is it picked up? Yeah. And if we see any of that slide over time, because the volunteers are always scheduled on the same routes, the same days of the week, so they get to know the seniors, they'll report it back to the office saying there's a change in condition. And I'm really concerned about Mrs. Smith. She seems to be very confused lately.
Mm-hmm.
Her living room's not picked up. So we'll go back out there. And sometimes it's as simple as she's gone to another doctor. They've prescribed more medications that are interfering with her original medications. And we're reporting that so that we can straighten things out. Or if they have a caretaker, maybe they live out of town, we can call and say, you know, mom's not doing so well. You know, you need to come out here. But many, many times we're it. We're their family.
Right.
So
we're
aligning them with other agencies to give more help.
I love this. It's just so important. And, you know, I mean, it really touches home having an elderly father who, you know, just tripped and he broke his fibula not too long ago. And it was like, oh boy, you know, here we go. But, you know, he lives alone and we all worry, you know, and we're just like, you know, I'll call him and I'll say, hey, what'd you have for dinner last night? Oh, I had some of those, you know, those little, those little fish in a can. I'm like, sardines. He's like, yeah, yeah. And I go, what else did you have? Well, you know, I had some of those. What are those white, you know, I go, saltine crackers. Yeah, yeah. It was really good. And I said, okay, Dad.
Well, he's had his sodium for about a week.
Oh, my goodness sakes. No, I kid you not. Like, that's the big joke in the family. It's like, oh, great. Dad had sardines and saltines today. And so we're getting to that point where we're thinking, gee, you know, we probably should, if he would cast his pride aside. And I'm sure that that's an issue with some seniors, correct?
It is very much so. You know, when you talk about the senior population, both my parents are in their mid-80s. So we just celebrated my dad's 85th birthday. My mom still drives, and but they come from the Depression era too, and they don't want to be quote unquote on the dole. They don't want their neighbors to know that they might be getting help. It's a very proud generation.
Yes.
And you know what we say is, you know, hey, listen, you have friends coming to the door every day. Isn't that nice? You know,
right.
So
that's what my dad needs more than the meal. He needs somebody to engage with and to tell his stories to, you know, I mean, that's important.
Right. Right. Here in California, the fastest age group, believe it or not, are those over the age of 82.
Yeah.
It's not children. It's not the baby boomers. Hmm. It's people over the age of 82. Last year, we served 11 seniors over the age of 100 that are living by themselves.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, Debbie, we're going to take a real quick break. My guest is Debbie Case. She's president, CEO of Meals on Wheels San Diego County. And she's also sits on a board of directors for Meals on Wheels America. And we're going to come back. And when we come back, I really want to talk about kind of what's been happening because of the current administration and the effect that it's had, because Meals on Wheels has been in the news. And I would love to talk about that without getting, you know, we don't have to get into a whole big political situation, but I really want to know how the listeners can help you, because this program is so necessary. So that's what we'll talk about when we come back on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hi there. It's Nancy Newcomer, host of the Back to the Kitchen Minute here on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. About 3 years ago, I started using the Go Cleanse system. I lost some weight, started feeling really good. And here it is 3 years later. And guess what? I still have that Go Cleanse shake every single morning. I actually crave it. It's really good. Some awesome flavors. I really like to combine the chocolate and vanilla together. It's kind of my little concoction. Put a little cinnamon in it. But the best thing about it, besides how great it tastes, is that it's full of all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals I need. So I don't have to pop a bunch of extra supplements. It's something that I've incorporated into my daily life. It really makes me feel good. And if you want to check out the Go Cleanse system, I would highly recommend it. Pop over to their website at gocleanse.com. See what the program's all about. They can answer your questions there as well. Gocleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
My guest today is Debbie Case. Debbie is president and CEO, Meals on Wheels San Diego. She also sits on the board of directors for Meals on Wheels America. And just a fascinating organization, and it really is all on donations. And, you know, like she said, it takes a legion of volunteers to help. And I just want to point you in the right direction. So if you're listening and you're like, my goodness, my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, what, whomever's in your family that may need this assistance, it's meals-on-wheels.org. And they also have quite a presence on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find it virtually everywhere in the social media world. Welcome back, Debbie. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay. I am happy you're here today. Now let's talk about lately Meals on Wheels has been in the news with the current administration and what has happened. Now there were cuts to the program across the country. Is this correct?
It hasn't happened yet. So we're going to clarify that. Okay.
Okay, good. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. So when it was first brought up, and yes, we did make the news, and I said they kind of poked the bear. You know, we're kind of a quiet organization. Everybody knows what we do, sort of. But we kind of do it quietly. And we were brought up in the news as a program that if they were to cut funding, there would be little fallout from it, basically. And it's all ifs. Okay. So the first misnomer is that what Mulvaney was actually referring to was the community development block grants. And it's true. Many of our programs receive funds from that. It's federal dollars that gets trickled down to the counties and the cities and that. But even a dollar cut is meaningful. So here in San Diego, it's about $100,000 a year. Well, it's $100,000 a year. I mean, it
pays
for a lot. So,
right.
But that's the drop in the bucket. But it kind of then got rolled into the overall cuts. And when they looked at the Health and Human Services, they were talking about a 17.9% cut, okay, for Health and Human Services. And Meals on Wheels, that's where the Older Americans Act dollars sit. Okay. Those are the bigger dollars. But until that budget is onto the House floor and that, we don't know what that line item is for Older Americans Act. For all we know, there'll be zero cuts. Or it could be 35%. We don't know. But because I think the discussions were so raw, so we've been out there trying to say, let's get this straight. First of all, it's a budget proposal. It's not even being voted on or discussed yet. We have to do a wait and see, but let's educate. So when you're looking at Meals on Wheels America, and they said, well, only 3% comes from federal funding. That's right. It's a membership association. We belong to it. They advocate for us. But when you look at our programs, 5,000 Meals on Wheels across the United States, on the average, 35% of their budget, their funding, comes from federal dollars.
Wow.
That hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Well, and the statistics are staggering. I mean, 1 in 6 seniors struggles with hunger across the United States. I mean, that's alarming that an elderly person is hungry. I mean, that just is, it's heartbreaking. And they live alone. There's millions. I mean, I think it's over 15 million seniors that actually are sort of isolated and live alone. This program is necessary. What can we do? What can the listeners that are hearing this today, and the beauty of On Demand is they'll be able to hear this across the globe. What can we do to help you today? What is the most important thing that we can do to help?
Yeah, the first thing is, you know, it's not going away. 8 years ago when I started in this position, there was 6.9 seniors at risk of going hungry in this nation. Now it's 10.2 million. So it's staggering right. increase. And the easiest thing to do, there's so many ways to help your local Meals on Wheels program. And that is to make that phone call, go online, find out who it is. Donate your time. Here in San Diego, it's 2 hours a day around lunchtime, so 11 to 1, twice a month to go deliver. And you can make a change in a senior's life.
Right.
You know, what we say, there's also the power of seven. We say give $7 to help balance out what we need to cover in our fees and that to get the food on the table for these seniors, and invite seven of your friends, social media, to give $7 and invite seven of their friends. Or, right. you know, donate $210 to help pay for a senior for an entire month. Right. These are some of the things that you can do. And I'm sure some of the Meals on Wheels programs around the country have events. Go to their fun events and see what we really do. So become a board member. Yeah, I will tell you, it opens your heart. If you want to hear some of the stories in that, you can go on our website and you can see our stories. And it's volunteers, it's our seniors, it's all sorts of people put their stories on our website. So it's truly great.
That's incredible. So how many meals do they get? How many a day? Is it one, two meals a day? How does that work?
So again, if you've seen one Meals on Wheels program, you've seen one Meals on Wheels program. So
right.
we have
so
a program that's
San Diego.
Two meals.
Okay.
And so they get a hot entree and they get a cold lunch, but they have choices. They can get their hot entree still frozen to eat at dinner time. Because you don't want to reheat. That's not good.
Right.
And we call our lunches our happy meals because there's all sorts of components so they can graze through the day. That's what a lot of seniors do. I'm sure your dad does. He doesn't eat one big meal. He kind of grazes through the munches during the day. We also have a healthy Latino meal. All our meals are good for low sodium, low fat, low sugar diets.
Okay.
They get a choice of beverage, which is milk, soy milk, juice, or water. The number one requested beverage is wine. You won't serve that. You got to love the seniors. They know what they want. And they tell me that, you know, but my doctor says I can have a glass. Well,
of
then
course.
You need to find a different source for that.
Yeah. We're not wine on wheels here, people.
Right. And the biggest thing for everybody to understand is we're preventative healthcare.
Exactly. Beautiful.
For a year's worth of meals is equal to one day in the hospital. And we have proven that, you know, through our research that, you know, we can diminish falls. We're because of our wellness checks, we're catching things before they get out of hand and seniors end up in the hospital.
Okay, so, Debbie, I need you to say that again. We are preventative healthcare.
We are.
And one meal?
Mm-hmm. 1 year's worth of meals is equal to one day in the hospital.
Okay, 1 year's worth of meals.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is equal to?
One day in a hospital.
Good.
So
I love
you
that.
Can, if you, you know, if we can get more seniors on our program, giving them nutrition, having those, like I said, eyes on, so we're catching problems before they're out of control.
Amen. So there you go. I love
we're
that.
We're removing those throw rugs that they love to use.
Yes.
And
oh, my gosh.
Those are trip hazards. Put them away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got rid of all of those in my dad's house. I mean, we are like, we're on it because, you know, the last thing you want them to do is to fall because those bones are brittle with the aging process. And then the recovery takes longer and it's difficult.
Yep.
So,
and,
well, this
and
is.
By the way, we do deliver free food to their pets, their dogs and cats.
Oh, I love that. Oh, how cool is that?
Called Animeals, and that way they don't share their food. So everybody's eating appropriately.
Awesome. Wow. That's incredible that you do that as well. I mean, that's really powerful. If you just tuned in, it's at the tail end here of Meals on Wheels with Debbie Case. Debbie is CEO and president of the of San Diego Meals on Wheels. She also sits on the board of directors for Meals on Wheels America. If you're looking to help and you've been listening, please do. I mean, whether it's donating your time a couple hours or whether it's $7 or $210, you could take care of a senior for an entire month. And what a wonderful feeling to be able to give back. And especially, you know what? I dare say everyone listening has a senior in their life that does need a little help now and then. And some families got it on lockdown. They have big families, but a lot of seniors are lonely and sitting there by themselves. And this program is so, so, so necessary. It's meals-on-wheels.org. Thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll do everything we can to help you.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I'm in love with this program.
Aw, that's great. It really comes through. It really comes through your passion and what you're here to do on the planet. So I'm very grateful for people like yourself that follow their heart and get involved with issues that matter and feeding people. I don't think there's anything more beautiful. It's just so, you know, it's what we're here to do is take care of one another. And especially the seniors, because they are defenseless in many, many cases, just sitting there by themselves. So what a nice program. Meals on Wheels on Voices of Vision. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch with you next Monday.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision. Here on Empower Radio.